You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we talk a lot about stress on this show. One thing that I would say that stresses us out every day on a day-by-day basis is our phones running out of battery, right? I mean, wouldn't that, you know, you're like, oh, crap. You look at your phone, all of a sudden, instant stress. Now, it's not going to ruin my day, but now it throws that tweak into your day because you got to figure out that you need to charge. So you end up purchasing chargers. By the way, I would say get a charger in your car. Remember what happened with Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, and people being out of power? So they were fighting over outlets to charge their phone because there was no electricity for weeks on end. The people who could use their car and charge up in their car were fine. So I don't know how much it costs. Go to, not Motorola, go to Radio Shack or Best Buy or even Walmart. Make sure you get one of those car-powered chargers if you can, all right? Because it was horrible. People didn't have phone service, you know, even if the phones were back on in terms of cell towers or in terms of you're having a phone line in the house. People who were completely dependent on cell phones, they couldn't. Well, now they say that there's these power shorts that you could wear, shorts that use kinetic energy that will be created by your movement that'll charge iPhones. So while you're listening to music on your phone, while you're running and doing your workout, you are able to charge the battery. They say power shorts and recharge sleeping bag can charge a phone's battery by harvesting energy from the human body using kinetic and thermoelectric technology. Okay, my problem is I think the butt, you know, my gluteus would possibly break any phone that had to unfortunately be there when I would be jogging. They say the power, okay, they say the wearable phone chargers have been designed by mobile phone company Vodafone with help from the University of Southampton. All right, from what we understand, they are fitted with a foam-like ferroelectric materials. As the wearer moves, the shorts gather kinetic energy. When these ferroelectric materials are squashed or deformed, these foam-like materials contain voids or voids. The surface of these voids are permanently charged and exhibit piezoelectric and pyroelectric properties. I only took a couple years of physics in school, so this is beyond. I don't think they had piezoelectricity when I went to school. When pressure is applied to the materials in the shorts, they generate the electric charge. Just don't jump into a bathtub with these on. As the size and shape of the voids in the shorts changes, it creates electricity needed to recharge the phone. So, therefore, your phone is charging. I mean, they say the reason why the sleeping bag works is because the heat. They say heat from a night in a sleeping bag can create 11 hours of charge. I got an idea for y'all. Why doesn't Apple make iPhones where the battery doesn't, you know, get used up within a few hours of use? Now, I got to tell you, one of the reasons why Virgin America Airlines is getting such high marks is because, from what we understand, you could charge your phone while sitting there on the plane. All these seats are being, redone so that you could charge while you're sitting there for hours. Because many of us, we could entertain ourselves with games on the phone. You know, even in waiting rooms, it's amazing how people don't ask for magazines in waiting rooms now because they could just read the news from their phone. They could textbook, they could Facebook, they could do whatever. So now with people being able to surf like that, it's all about the phone. So I would say somebody needs to tell Apple to get some better battery business going on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The world's oldest person has died. It was a Japanese postman, and he was the last living man to have been born in the 1800s. Jiro Emon Kimura was born in 1897. From what we understand, he was the oldest ever living man. He said the reason why he lived that long, I mean, you know, when he was interviewed, being the oldest living man at the time, he said he attributed it to sunlight and only eating until he was 80% full. Now, the oldest living man is 111-year-old American James McCoubrey. Now, there is somebody that is claiming he's 113 years old living in Great Britain. And that would say he was born at 1900. But this gentleman that just passed, Japanese postman, was born in 1897, April 19th. Crazy. All right. Apparently he got pneumonia. He had died in his hospital bed. So he was officially recognized by the Guinness World Records as the world's oldest living person. You know, when you look at that, you know, he was survived by 7 children, 14 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren. He was blessed. That's wonderful. You know, American James McCoubrey is 111 years old, born September 13, 1901, is now the oldest living man, unless this Great Britain gentleman claims he was born before him. When you look at that, it's amazing. You know, phenomenal. And he's happy. You see him in 2012 sitting there smiling, right? You know, he's a happy guy. But, and unfortunately now, you know, may he rest in peace. Apparently the oldest person to date has lived 115 years old. Miss Kimura, I believe. I don't know if I have that right in front of me, but I think 115 years old had been the oldest. Yeah, I understand Abraham back in biblical times lived well beyond that too. But you know, when you look at the common denominator, these people living long, they all seem to talk about sunlight and healthy diets, don't they? You know, and it just you know, I'm scared of skin cancer as we all are. But there's something about being outdoors that's healthy. I wish we could figure that out. And I know we got sunscreen, but still, sunscreen blocks the rays. It protects us. That's wonderful. But are we still getting what we need from the sun? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We're right back.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. We'll work on the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Miriam writes, Doctor, I just received a call from my physician's office, and they said I had renal insufficiency. What does that mean? The doctor won't call me back personally. Okay, renal insufficiency is, usually we call it renal insufficiency, where rather than saying your kidneys aren't doing what they're supposed to do and they need to be smacked upside the head, we use a term called renal insufficiency. Now, renal insufficiency does not necessarily mean renal failure, but it could precede renal failure, and that's why people get a little freaked out about it. Now, renal insufficiency could be diagnosed a variety of ways. I wish you were live so I could talk to you on air, because there's a few questions I want to ask you. One is, did they explain to you why? Was it because your urine looked funny? Was it because there was protein in the urine? Was it because you had abnormal blood work? You know, what was it that triggered them to telling you it was that? Because sometimes there's some confirmatory tests. Now, before we go into what is renal insufficiency, let's just quickly review what you should do if your doctor won't call you back. Okay, I know many of you have that issue, and that's what I'm here for. You know, you can't get a hold of your doctor, and you're worried until you can see your doctor. Can I at least explain what, you know, something could possibly be, because you can't get a call back from your doctor? You know, when I first started practice, I told you guys, I called back each and every patient. I was at the office till 10 o'clock at night. I liked it. I mean, I was a new mom. My family didn't like it, okay? But I thought that I should call back each and every patient. I had a heck of a lot more patients than I was when I was training, and I was trained to call back your patients personally. Don't just dump it on the nurse. You do it yourself. So now I'm having a practice that's building up faster than I could even expect, and I'm trying to call back everybody personally. I was there till 9, 10 o'clock at night. And it was extremely difficult. It was extremely trying. Okay, not to mention many of the patients had questions that I really couldn't answer over the phone. I needed them to come back, but I wanted to save them money. I wanted to do full service, and that's what I did. Now, it got to by my first year out, I had to start saying, "Look, our office has to close. I got to go home." And I started getting home by 7 o'clock at night. Okay, you know, now I kind of average getting home by 6 o'clock at night. If your doctor doesn't call you back, you should then make an appointment to see him. That doesn't mean no news is good news. Now, why is that situation even in place? And then we're going to talk about the medical aspect of weak kidneys. But keep in mind, okay, in the olden days, you didn't have to work as hard as you did as a doctor. Okay, you worked hard. But in order to pay for a $25,000 malpractice premium for having no lawsuits, in order to pay for the rising staff costs, the workman's comp costs, the business licenses, all the supplies, the electronic software, the electronic billing, all right, you take that coupled with how insurance companies now pay doctors way less than they've ever been paid. Doctors now have to see more numbers than they ever have. So they may see more patients than they used to. They're making less money. And at the end of the day, they are spent. Now, some doctors will make whatever calls they can, but I rarely see a doctor that could make each and every phone call by themselves. They can't. Because, you know, a phone call can easily spend 15 minutes. Well, if they had that 15 minutes of time, they would be seeing another patient. Okay, doctors are going out of business left and right. All right, so, and a lot of times, many of these, like for example, if somebody called me up and said, "Dahlia, you have renal insufficiency based on your blood test," I'd say, "Well, when do you want me in to confirm it and do the confirmatory 24-hour urine, etc.?" You know, so sometimes nurses will save you guys money, save you guys time by saying, "Look, the doctor wants you to do this. Come in, we'll have the labs ready, we'll get this taken care of. After you're done with that, go back, see the doctor, go over everything and come up with the next plan." All right? You know, sometimes the nurses will just say, "Look, this is all I'm allowed to tell you. I'm only allowed to tell you this. You know, the doctor wants to be the one to go into more detail. He's not going to call you personally. He doesn't have time." Sometimes they do. There's some doctors out there that do have time to call. You know, and I still try to make whatever calls I can, but it's really difficult. But and I feel bad about that. I'm not able to do what I used to do 13 years ago. I had a lot more time on my hands. But now I got families, and they, you know, my family wants me home before 7. I don't blame them, especially since my day starts at 7 a.m. And I feel guilty because, you know, being a mom and being a doctor, I feel like I'm not giving the attention to both sides like I want, and it just happens that way. But luckily, in my office, I have a very good system. My patients know that whenever they do a test, I'm going to want to see them for follow-up. If they cannot afford coming back for a follow-up or take off work, we will have my staff call them. All right? But you know, we'll you know, and we'll try to call them within a certain day or two. We'll try to work with them. We'll let them come up and pick up their labs. I mean, we try to work with people as much as we can. But again, there's only so much we can do because you're on the phone. It's not a 1-minute call. It could be a 15-minute, 30-minute phone call. You just can't do it, not with every patient. So if you get a call going, you have a mass, or your chest X-ray is abnormal, or you have something wrong with your kidneys, you are 100% right, Miriam, that you need to have a one-on-one with that doctor. My suggestion would be to make sure you make that visit. And, you know, while you're waiting for that visit, you know, one of you said, "Dahlia, I called the doctor. He can't see me till August." Then, one, get that appointment in August. Put your name down. Okay, remember, a lot of people, this is the time where they go on vacation. This is the time when they get a lot of times filled up because people are out of school, etc. Take that August 1 appointment, okay? Call back the nurse or office manager and say, "Look, does the doctor want me to wait till August 1? Okay, is this something I should be scared about? I'm very nervous. Okay, if you don't get a call back, go to the front desk. Go to the office and go, look, I know I have an appointment. Okay, you guys said the soonest was this, but you called and dropped this bomb on me. Can somebody please tell me or show me what's going on so I know I'm not doing damage to myself waiting till that August 1? And then you got me in the meantime also. You could run it by me if you get some of the results, and I can at least give you some advice in the meantime. Okay, even though I'm not your doctor and I shouldn't be your doctor. Like, for example, now going on to Miriam. She's told she has renal insufficiency. Doctor hasn't been able to talk to her yet. She hopefully is making an appointment to see the doctor. The first thing I look at when I see renal insufficiency is I look at what they're taking in terms of medications. If you've been popping naproxen, ibuprofen for arthritis, the first thing I'm going to probably tell you is to cut back on that, on those medications. The next thing I'm going to ask you is, what's your blood pressure? If your blood pressure is high, okay, you need to go back to your doctor and get that blood pressure in control. Next thing I'm going to ask you is your diabetic status. What's your sugar looking like? If you're a diabetic and your diabetic status is not good, I'm going to tell you you need that fixed. Then I'm going to look at your cholesterol. If your cholesterol is high, got to go and get that down, because high cholesterol can also hurt the kidneys. We keep forgetting. Some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, the doctor wants to put me on a medication for my cholesterol that's going to hurt my liver. Why would I do that? Well, because if your cholesterol is high, that could also hurt your kidneys. We need your cholesterol in good shape. We need your sugar in good shape. We need your blood pressure in good shape. And then we also need to watch what toxins are going into your body. I don't really see kidneys get damaged from cholesterol medication, but there is a diabetic medication that can hurt the kidneys, metformin. That's one of those catch-22s. Okay, metformin is a phenomenal medicine for diabetes. And you need to control your diabetes to protect your kidneys. But sometimes too much metformin could hurt the kidneys. All right? Like I said, anti-inflammatory medications can hurt the kidneys. Then I'll probably look at what type of crap you're putting in your body in terms of protein supplements, protein drinks, protein shakes. Okay? I told you about this kid I had, 26, 27-year-old bodybuilder. He was going into stage 3 kidney disease. Okay? I grill him some more going, are you sure you don't take any supplements? He goes, no. And I go, what about protein bars? He goes, oh, yeah, I have a protein bar in the morning, protein bar at night, whatever. I go, stop the protein bars. Just stop. Let's just see what happens. Boom. Within weeks, overnight, kidneys improved. So sometimes, even though many of you find benefit with protein bars or some of these over-the-counter supplements, for some of you, it doesn't work on the kidneys. Your kidneys don't like it. It just doesn't jive. And so these are things that need to be looked at. So if you were, like I said, if you were having issues with your kidneys, you don't have an appointment till August, you're a little worried about your kidney status, another thing you could do is you could try calling the kidney doctor directly. You could say, look, the doctor dropped this bomb on me. I don't know what's going on. He hasn't called me back. I can't see him till August. Can I see one of your doctors? You may have a plan that will allow you to go and see the kidney doctor. Now, keep in mind, he may redo some of the testing, okay? But that's always another option. But if I were you, I would also, get a copy of those labs so at least you could run them by me and you could see what's going on with your sugar and cholesterol and watch the over-the-counters you're taking. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was kind of very interesting. I saw this article. There are the last seven survivors of the Luduo leper colony. Two of these seven have been there their whole lives. All right? I mean, kind of hard to believe that a leper colony is still there. Apparently, the last surviving members of a Chinese leper colony who had been banished from society because many believed they were cursed are still there. There's seven of them in Luduo, one of nearly 200 leprosy villages in the Yunnan province. Close to 80 sufferers were quarantined when it was first established, but the majority have since died in the camp without ever seeing their relatives again, even after they were cured, because of the stigma attached to the condition. Oh, scary stuff. That's sad. Five of them were sent to Luduo when they developed the disease later in life, while the other two were born there after their mothers were quarantined while pregnant. Now, leprosy, also called Hansen's disease, is caused by bacteria. It's caused by the bacteria Mycobacterium leprae. It damages the skin, could also damage the nervous system. There were, you know, these myths that body parts would fall off with it. But basically, diseased limbs, you know, were sometimes amputated because of the infection, because of the neurological issues. And leper colonies were widespread in the Middle Ages, especially in Europe and India, because people thought that this bacteria was contagious. So they decided to put anybody with leprosy together on a village themselves. Many people also thought it was a curse from the gods. I believe one of the Hawaiian islands, I know it has an M in it. I apologize. I can't remember at the tip of my tongue. One of the Hawaiian islands used to be a place where there were leper colonies. But we find out nowadays that it really wasn't that difficult to contract. And 95% of the world's population is actually immune to leprosy. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Now, doctors still don't know how it spread. They used to think it was through coughing and sneezing. Now that we have antibiotics, it is a very curable disease. They've been able to cure leprosy since the early 1940s, back in World War II times. Right? And if treated early, the disease is not disabling at all. But, and so, therefore, you know, many of these upper colonies have been closed, but you still have the stigma attached, especially in parts of the world where they aren't as industrialized as we are. But, it's a shame. You see these older people and, you know, some of them are using a cane. You know, I mean, they're smiling for the picture. They seem happy. It's just, it's a shame that they, that we still have leper colonies out there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, study has come out saying women are far more likely than men to beat cancer. Research shows that women are twice as likely to be alive 10 years after cancer diagnosis than men. Now, why is that? Okay, well, some people think, well, maybe it's because the way a woman is built, maybe it's her immune system, maybe because evolutionary-wise she's the nester, so there's more defense mechanisms against her with cancer than a man would. Some say, well, maybe it's the diet, maybe because women are more in the nest, the male humans are more outside in the sun, although you would think that would also give you some protection. But one group of researchers by Macmillan Cancer Support, okay, maybe theorizing that maybe it's because breast cancer is easier to treat than prostate cancer. If the number one cancer in women is breast cancer, and men, I mean, actually, lung cancer is, I believe, still the most common in both sexes. But if women, let's say, are commonly afflicted with breast cancer, men with prostate cancer, breast cancer, for some, is easier to treat than male prostate cancer. Now, the reason why a story like this is so important is because we are now, as we, transition into Obamacare, seeing tons of reports saying don't screen for prostate cancer. Now, I don't like that because I want to find prostate cancer early. I want to treat it. I want to nip it in the bud so we don't have our men dying off. I'm a woman. I want men around. It's very important to have men around. Okay? With women, it's okay. Get your mammograms done, do yourself breast checks, etc. But with men and prostate cancer, nah, it's a waste of money. Well, I think not. Okay? You know, prostate cancer does kill men. According to Macmillan Cancer Support, they say that 260 women are still alive 10 years after their cancer diagnosis, compared with 140,000 men. Whew. The charity says it's partly because 80% of the 50,000 women diagnosed annually with breast cancer can expect to live at least another decade. But in contrast, just over 65% of the 41,000 men diagnosed with prostate cancer will survive. So much less than women. They say men are also more likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer. That only has a 10% survival rate. They say there are 23,000 new cases of cancer of men each year compared to 19,000 in women. But I think that number is in America. I think at the Macmillan Cancer Support Center, I believe, is in Great Britain. So, what I would probably recommend is this. If you believe you're at risk, if you believe that you have a family history, if you believe that you just kind of have that spidey sense where you want something looked at and something checked, Okay? Be very careful of these recommendations out there. These recommendations out there, all right, again, are designed for the better good of all. Okay? And unfortunately with medicine, sometimes we have to be a little selfish. Okay? You know? I mean, my foregoing having my breast checked or screened, or your foregoing having your prostate cancer screened, doesn't necessarily equate to one more person going in your stead and you saving that person's life. Okay? Right now, it's not like that. Now, with transplants, yes. With transplants, yeah. If you give up your spot on a transplant list, you probably are helping somebody else. When it comes to you're getting a test done, yeah, I could see how over time it may save money and help some patients, but it's not as tit for tat like we think. So stop the giggles. So my suggestion is sit down with your doctor and determine what you need and what would be right in terms of your screening. Now, speaking of transplants, it looks like the little girl, Sarah, I apologize, I want to pronounce her last name right, Murnaghan, okay, has gotten her adult lung transplant. From what we understand, she currently is in surgery, I think as of now, and as we speak, she's getting the adult lung transplant. We don't know who the donor is. God bless them for donating, or her. We don't know how she's doing as of yet, but we will keep you posted. Apparently, the lawsuit was successful. Mom was able to get her on the adult list. Okay, then another boy followed, was able to get on the adult transplant list. Boom. They were able to get a transplant today. I'm not sure if you know, the pieces are being split up or if they're just going to use that one, you know, for the daughter. But hopefully it saves her life. It's a phenomenal moment in terms of parents being able to have that kind of control over the transplant list. I know it was a very tough fight for that mom, but it also, you know, just kind of emphasizes the fact that we don't have enough organs and there is going to be a lot of rationing. And even if we all agree that the organs should go to children before adults, we still are going to have we're still going to have a lot of criticism of the system because we just don't have enough organs. All right, when we come back on break, I want to talk about what was seen in Michael Jackson's bedroom. All right, we're going to take a look and see what was there. Very interesting findings. All right, LAPD has released the pictures. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, we were talking about how the LAPD has released Michael Jackson's bedroom photos, all right, that had been taken from what we understand the day he had died and that the day they had tried to resuscitate him. And I had found some of these photos to be very interesting. At first I was like, I don't want to see, you know, this is going to be sensationalized, etc. But then on the flip side, I found it very interesting as a doctor to see what was actually there and what was going on. Now, keep in mind, Michael Jackson was only 50 years old. He was being given propofol by Conrad Murray as a sleeping adjunct. Okay, we're surmising whether Michael Jackson asked for that to be done or Conrad Murray had suggested it to be done, because Michael Jackson must have had an insomnia issue. All right, and he went into cardiopulmonary arrest and died on June 25th, 2009, almost 4 years ago exactly. Now, when you look at the pictures of his room, okay, you see propofol bottles. You see lidocaine bottles, you see bear aspirin, okay? But you see some other things that I find very intriguing, okay? First, there's pharmacies. Okay, so you see the 24-hour pharmacies. One is Rite Aid on Wilshire. One was CVS on Santa Monica Boulevard. One was on Sepulveda with some directions on where to go. The other thing that I kind of found interesting was how some of the medications had his name on it. As it says Michael Jackson. Now, I understand Michael Jackson is a common name, which is why maybe they didn't feel like they had to use a pseudonym. I mean, you know, most stars, like Tom Cruise, I don't think his medication says Tom Cruise if he picks up medication. It probably says, like, John Smith. I think a lot of stars, a lot of people use names that, you know, that I mean, you know, there are privacy issues, right? But the bottles actually say Michael Jackson's name. You see a bottle of diazepam, 10 milligrams, so that's Valium. You see something else that ends in PAM, 2 milligrams. That could have been alprazolam or lorazepam. Again, another sedative, another benzodiazepine. You see something that says max 0.4 milligrams. To me, that looks like Flomax. That would be a prostate medication. You see bare aspirin. You see some Fuji water by his bed. You see bottles of propofol. You see IV vials of midazolam, which is Versed. We use Versed to also sedate. You see lorazepam IV. I can't read out what one of these other medicines are that's through an IV. So you see the multiple bottles, you see medical bags, etc. But what was most striking to me was his bed. On his bed, you see an actual pad on the bed, and this pad is something we use whenever we think a person in the hospital is going to possibly be incontinent or leak, okay? And I know some of you are like, why are we even talking about this? Well, the reason why something like that to me is significant as a doctor is we got 50-year-old Michael Jackson we're talking about, right? Okay, this is a man who kept, from what we understand, very active exercise-wise, okay? He was a dancer. Okay, and many of us could say, you know, he was a pretty good dancer, you know, back in the 80s. All right, he was still able to dance as he prepped for his concert that was supposed to be on tour later that year. So how does a man like that, why does he need an incontinence pad there? Okay, so to me, either he did have bladder issues and he was more sick than we thought, or Conrad Murray did that because he might have had some incontinence when he was put under with propofol. Now, remember, propofol is what we use when you have surgery. Many times, if you are going to have surgery and you're going to be out for a couple hours, we will put a catheter in you. And we'll catheterize you so the urine doesn't go all over the operating room. Okay, this way you don't pee on yourself, etc. But if it's a smaller surgery, then we wouldn't really need to catheterize you. Okay? You would think Michael Jackson, okay, being, you know, a star that he is, would not want to have the vulnerability, okay, of being caught wetting the bed. So then you would wonder, okay, if he was, let's say, on propofol, and he was being put out that many hours, okay? Something just doesn't make sense here, okay? I don't understand why a star would say, you know, look, just in case I wet myself, you know, put the pad on there. You'd think he wouldn't want to wet himself. He wouldn't want to soil the bed. Okay, don't have me under for 8 hours with propofol. But then again, if sleep to him was that important, if he was fighting insomnia that badly, he might have just taken the risk. So that's what I infer looking at these pictures from the house. Okay, now, I know some of you ladies are like, well, Dahlia, how can I get one of those pads? Because when I have a heavy period, it's embarrassing. I know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, dang, those things could, you know, really help. All right, but, you know, for a man, they don't have their period, so they don't have those accidents in the middle of the night usually. But then again, we saw a bottle of medication for prostate. He was only 50 years old. Okay, a man's prostate enlarges, but not so much to the degree. I find it very rare. And didn't he just turn 50? I find it very, very rare and odd that somebody would need Flomax at his age. Now, I understand African-American men will have prostate enlargement, benign prostatic hyperplasia, more so than somebody else. Okay? However, maybe incontinence was an issue. You saw Flomax. You saw the, you saw the padding. You just wonder. And, you know, may he rest in peace. Okay, it's a shame he died. I think music, has never been the same since the 80s. Okay, I'm a huge fan of 80s music. Huge fan of, all older music. We had some good stuff in the 90s. I think some of the music is starting to get better these days. All right, and I don't like talking about somebody who passed away, and I don't want anything critical being said of them when they passed away. But just looking at this medically and objectively, it is, I do find it kind of curious that, we've always in the medical community wondered what was going on with Michael Jackson medically. We've always wondered because, the whole mask issue, the skin lightening issue, we talked about this in the previous hour where the skin lightening issue we find out had to do with vitiligo. Now, vitiligo is a skin condition where you lose pigment and you get these white splotches on your skin. So when people were saying Michael Jackson is trying to make himself look white, I never really believed that. I figured something was going wrong. And the other thing, too, is, with him, wearing the mask, I thought maybe he had lupus. Maybe he had some immunodeficiency issue or immunologic issue where he had to protect himself because he was on steroids and he couldn't let himself get sick. It's interesting. I deal with patients and I used to never wear masks, et cetera. I was like, look, it helps build up immunity. But once I started radio, I can't afford getting sick. I can't afford losing my voice. And one of the very first months I was on XM radio nationally, I get pneumonia. And I still tried to do my show. I sounded horrible. But I mean, that's a career ender right there. And so I wear masks a lot of times when I see patients. So we medically were trying to figure out, okay, what was going on? He's wearing a mask when he's outside. He's hanging out with a monkey. A lot of us really didn't understand too much about what's going on. But, I think there was a lot more medically going on with Michael Jackson. And, I would just like to know as a physician, because I would like to be able to kind of piece together some of the things. Was some of the surgery done because he had a tumor? Everybody's saying, well, he wants to look like Diana Ross. Well, that was a very old theory because I guess Diana Ross used to babysit him. All right, but that doesn't mean that's really what happened. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We got a lot more to talk about on tomorrow's show. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless. Be safe.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.